Welcome to Do This, Not That, the podcast for marketers. You'll walk away from each episode with actionable tips you can test immediately. You'll hear from the best minds in marketing who will share tactics, quick wins, and pitfalls to avoid. We'll also dig into life, pop culture, and the chaos that is our everyday. I'm Jay Schwedelson. Let's do this, not that. We are here for What's Up This Week from the Do This, Not That podcast presented by Marigold. This is our short episode where we break down what's going on this week in marketing, in business, and life. And then we still have our Ask Us Anything later in the week in our Big Tips episode at the end of the week. So what's going on this week? Well, we got to talk about Wicked, right? We got to do that. So Wicked is the giant movie that's out right now that's taken over like marketing and society and life, and it's doing really well in the movie theaters. By the way, I saw Gladiator 2. I'm going to see Wicked this week. Gladiator 2 is awesome. All right, so as it relates to Wicked, it's really wild the amount of collabs that they are doing. They have done over 400 collaborations with brands like Target and Crocs and Stanley Muggs and Starbucks. And just on Ulta Beauty's website alone, okay, there are 69 SKUs, 69 different products related to Wicked specifically on their site. It is bananas. So it's one of these kind of cultural phenomenon marketing collab takeover things, and it works. It's driving massive traffic to stores like Starbucks. Target is seeing a massive increase in foot traffic because of the collab. And look, that's called marketing. Some weird things about Wicked that maybe you didn't know. Did you know in the movie they have this big scene with all these like tulips in Munchkin Land? Those are real tulips. They planted over 9 million tulips for those scenes. That's some serious dedication to getting it right. Wow. Another really wild thing. I thought it was pretty wild. So the dude who plays Fiero, the prince, that originally both Nick and Joe Jonas auditioned for that part. They wanted that part. It went to Jonathan Bailey eventually, but the Jonas Brothers were not given the part. Sorry, Jonas Brothers, you lose. What else going on this week? Well, LinkedIn released some new data this week. I always like data that comes specifically from LinkedIn, and some of it is obvious, but some of it's interesting on what they're saying you should share and not share and things to avoid. So they've said this week that any content that you share that is totally focused on promoting a product, a service, or an event without also adding in useful insights and commentary does very poorly with the algorithm. What that means is you can't just go on there and say, we have this great new webinar, come and check it out. You need to write a few hundred words about key things related to what's going to be shared or stats or whatever. Adding in significant commentary, not like one sentence or two sentences, to anything that you are trying to promote on LinkedIn, a product, a service, an event, is now critical as it relates to the algorithm. Also, they're finally depressing circulation of posts that ask for likes and shares and comments or follows, which a lot of people stop doing, which is good. You shouldn't really be posting on LinkedIn and say, hey, drop a comment in here and let me know what you think. You might as well be telling the algorithm when you say, drop a comment in this post, in the feed, you might as well be telling the algorithm, hey, stop circulating this thing. So you really want to avoid that. And you want your content, obviously, to create people's desire to leave comments and shares and likes and whatever, but you can't outright ask for it because it's going to crush performance. The other thing I thought was interesting that LinkedIn actually said that humor improves performance. I love this because everyone's always like, you can't do that. You can't post funny memes on LinkedIn. It's not good. That's not what LinkedIn's for. But here at LinkedIn, in their latest report this week, they actually wrote this. They go, humor improves performance. Content that is funny gets 65% higher engagement, and most importantly, 42% higher lead gen form fills as compared to non-humorous content. And my favorite thing that they had in their release, it said, creative tip, leverage memes to capitalize on established jokes, which is the least funny way to write that. But that's what they said. So anybody that tells you memes or whatever are stupid on LinkedIn, LinkedIn is telling you otherwise. I saw this and this kind of blew my mind. Did you see that the Australian government is like steamrolling ahead? This is happening where they are trying to ban social media apps for anyone under the age of 16. They have this new thing called the Online Safety Amendment. It's in Parliament right now. It is expected to pass. And in Australia, in the coming weeks or month or whatever, after this all goes through the legal process, they're going to ban all social media apps for people under the age of 16. This is going to be a mess. First of all, the enforcement of it, they're saying, has to be done by the apps themselves, like Meta and TikTok and whatever. Good luck to this whole mess of a situation. And they're going to have fines of up to $32 million if you don't actually get this in place and all this stuff. I don't know. I feel like this isn't going to work at all. The other big thing this week is that Instagram, it's come out that on December 13th, that no more following of hashtags on Instagram. You're not going to be able to follow a hashtag and see posts that include that hashtag in your feed as of December 13th. That is a major change. In general, across all platforms, hashtags have really started to get knocked down in terms of usage and importance. But this is a major step. And the reason they're doing it is that spammers have really always used hashtags to target, you know, junk that they want to put out there, because they include the hashtags and you're following it, then it shows up in your feed. And Instagram knows that. But it doesn't mean that hashtags are going away on Instagram. You're still going to be able to search hashtags and see posts that have them. But over time, because people can't follow the hashtags, they're going to have a lot less relevance. And I think over the next 12 months, they're going to almost slightly disappear. So no more following hashtags on Instagram. And of course, it's Thanksgiving week. So we're ready. We are all ready with our stretchy pants. It's on. Did you know, according to Business Insider, on average, Americans consume 2,500 to 4,500 calories during Thanksgiving dinner. That is the equivalent to 4 to 8 Big Macs in one sitting. That's actually disgusting. Totally disgusting. You know what else is disgusting? Like when you have a zillion people that are over for Thanksgiving and you got like one or two bathrooms maybe that everybody has access to, usually one, right? And everyone's going in and out of there. Dude, I am all in there with like Lysol wipes right afterwards after everyone leaves, because that is gross. I mean, epically gross. Listen, I hope you have a great Thanksgiving. I hope you lean more towards the 2,500 calorie versus the 4,500 calorie, because I don't even know what 4,500 calories looks like. And you're awesome. And I'll talk to you later in the week. You did it. You made it to the end. Nice. But the party's not over. Subscribe to make sure you get the latest episode each week for more actionable tips and a little chaos from today's top marketers. And hook us up with a 5-star review if this wasn't the worst podcast of all time. Lastly, if you want access to the best virtual marketing events that are also 100% free, visit guruevents.com so you can hear from the world's top marketers like Damon John, Martha Stewart, and me. Guruevents.com. Check it out.